turning players into loot goblins.
Star Citizen Alpha 3.17 is turning players into little loot goblins. Those who are inclined now have multiple avenues of collecting loot. And not all of them require completing formal missions. I've even joined in on the fun by scouring nearby outposts when I'm traversing a moon while mining or as it's convenient when I'm in transit. Bunker missions. Bunkers are missions from the bounty hunter professions where you're required to enter a location to kill a lawless faction. You have to be careful about who you target as they often have lawful security or civilians at the location too. If you shoot the innocent by mistake, the lawful NPCs turn on you, leaving you dodging bullets from both sides. You also receive one or more crime points depending on how many innocents you kill before getting out of there. If you die during the encounter or any time thereafter, you're taken to prison. And yes, it's a real prison where you must serve your sentence in real time. Prison sentences range from 15 minutes to a whopping 18 hours depending on the severity of the crime. While you're executing bunker missions, you can loot the fallen for their gear and search for loot crates. Now that loot is sellable, almost everything you acquire has value. Food and drinks, medical equipment, gear, weapons, harvestable resources, gems, etc. You can walk away with rare items and an additional few thousand UAK for your trouble. Visiting outposts. If you enjoy doing box delivery missions, you should be searching the premises for loot crates too. Not just in the main buildings that are functioning services such as cargo terminals, box delivery hubs, and mining consoles. The other buildings that until now have been devoid of any real purpose, randomly have loot crates. These are no pressure, mostly no combat zones that are perfect for new players to explore and make a bit of extra cash. At the very least, you can spare yourself the tediousness of purchasing food and drink items one at a time by getting supplies from the loot boxes. After visiting only two outposts, I now have a nice little stockpile of exotic fruits, drinks, and dried goods. Each time I leave on an excursion, I pop a few consumables into my backpack from my personal stash and head out for an adventure. Exploring derelicts. The last opportunity for collecting free loot and the one that takes the most effort is locating the derelict ships that now dot the Stanton landscape. There are no game-provided markers for finding them, and even with directions, it's a bit of work since map coordinates aren't in the game yet. Star Citizen planets and moons are huge. Finding objects when you only have general directional information takes patience. I would guess players who were looking for exploration as a career are enjoying this little bone they've been thrown until their actual mechanics make a debut. Loot. Loot. And more loot are what many are focusing on these days in Star Citizen. Either to obtain rare items for their own use and bragging rights or to supplement their income, it's all the rage in Alpha 3.17.